This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Good morning, America. How are you?
And now, from the studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense, the only show dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. America, class is now in session. Right here, right now. Let's welcome this week's host.
Hey, Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. Glad you're listening to us on this Memorial Day weekend. Sure glad to have you. Hope you're having a chance to get out and enjoy your family, do a little barbecuing, and just make the best, but also remembering those who died. Memorial Day is remembering those who died for defending this country, going back to the Civil War, coming forward. Very special day, so keep that in mind as you enjoy your Memorial Day. One thing that people do over the weekend is go to the movies. It seems like more and more, I kind of wonder about that. You think the movies wouldn't be as popular with all the other options that you have with Netflix and all the TV shows and all the downloads, but movies seem to be more popular than ever. We want to talk about that if we can. Joining us right now is Brian Jeffries. He's the Vice President of Marketing and Promotions for Cinemark, one of the largest theater chains in all of America. Want to get his thoughts on the future of movies in this country. Brian, glad you joined us on the Common Sense Show. Happy Memorial Day to you.
Oh, thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Glad to have you with us. I wish you'd start off by commenting, Brian, about what I said. You know, you would think that with all of the options you have to download movies and movies all over TV and the HBOs, but more so the all these various sources where you can get movies, people wouldn't be going to the movies as much. But going to the movies is still quite an experience for many individuals, isn't it?
Well, it is, and the big news is that they're making a Top Gun 2, so you know that the future is bright. but we have.
Right.
You know, we have, devoted a large amount of attention to trying to create what we would consider to be entertainment choices, making ours one of the better choices that people can make in terms of how they want to spend their entertainment time or dollars. And so while that has always been true, you can always go bowling, you can watch a high school football game, you can go to a movie, we try to make the idea of going to the movie seem even more inviting, and that's where those things you talk about come into play, the enhancing the actual experience of how you view the movie and giving you more choices when you get to the theater that you just can't get anywhere else.
Yeah, it used to be you'd go down to the local movie theater, and you and I discussed this earlier. My father-in-law started a little movie theater in Macomb, Mississippi. We got listeners up in Macomb, Mississippi. His father had a restaurant out there. He turned into a movie theater. Then he got another one and started building them up. But then it was just very basic. You know, you'd spend a dime for a sack of popcorn, and you'd sit into a basic hard seat, small theater, and then they started growing and growing, and it's a far, far different concept today than it was 50 years ago, isn't it?
Oh, it certainly is, and you know, it was interesting when we first talked this week that I knew of your father in the industry, because he was a great man and a big name in that part of the United States, and the industry it's. For me, I tell the story, and people can't even believe that there was a time when you had to wait for the movie to come to your town. And, you know, something like Star Wars was playing in the big city, and, you know, gosh, I hope it comes out to my town sometime soon. And now, of course, you know, you get it at the same time that they get it in Colombia and Brazil. And, I mean, the movies obviously make it simultaneously across the world. As far as that goes. And that's an interesting, you know, new way that people approach the movie.
Well, first of all, it was Cinemax, and then it was 3D. You had the wide screen, but the theater didn't change that much. You still basically sat in a seat. They went from hardback to, you know, they had a little cushion in them. And so that transpired about 20 years ago. But boy, today it's an entire different experience. Tell us, and we've got a Cinemark here where I live in Baton Rouge that I go to regularly, And it is a complete different experience of the seat you sit in. You just don't order popcorn and Cokes anymore. Tell us about what all these massive theater changes bring to the viewer when they go to the theater.
Yes, Cinemark has been happy to be out at the forefront of this. You know, several movie chains are actually doing this. It's sort of industry-wide. So I think that people are going to, if they aren't getting it already in their town, I think that's coming. And what we basically found is, you know, you can get to a point where you can improve the sound to the point that we feel we have, and now you're into all those technical things like 11.1 separation and sound and all the things that a common person wouldn't necessarily notice the difference of, but some tech files do, and improve the picture with digital presentation on screen. Well, it gets to, well, what's next? And what's next is probably the thing that should have been paid attention to all along, which was, how are you going to spend those next 2 hours watching the movie? And you've hit it right on the head. We've moved away from those old hard seats. I mean, even the harder seats were at least given some nice cushiony seats back in the 80s and 90s, but you were probably still sitting in those here recently. And so now we're into the recliners. And in a large number of Cinemark theaters, we're converting to the electric recliners, where the feet at the push of a button go all the way up, and your backrest goes all the way back as you're watching the movie. And you've got all that leg room now. You're not like cramped in there where you've got the head of the person in front of you bumping your knees. And you've just got all this leg room now to be able to sit back and enjoy the movie. And that's inside the theater. And then, as you alluded to, it's not just, choices no longer are just you want Coke or Diet Coke. You know, now it's, would you like a red wine, a white wine? Would you like a margarita with that? Even all the way down to Icy's and Starbucks. You know, there's just different choices now.
Well, there are, and then the food too. You can go to the movies for dinner, can't you? You can go in and order any number of things for dinner in a number of these newer theaters. You can order, you know, it's kind of like it's not gourmet food, but it's Chili's type food, and so it's pretty good just to eat something besides just greasy popcorn and order a chicken sandwich or something like that. You're moving in that direction, aren't we?
Well, we are, and that's a good way to refer to it. We always, used to think of ourselves as dinner and a movie, and we were never really the dinner part. We were always the and a movie part. And lately, it's been dinner in a movie. And you're right, it's not steak and lobster, but it could be fish tacos, it could be chicken tenders. The fancy word we use is it's an expanded, concession menu. And I think that's what you'll notice is when you get up there, it might be sliders, or it might be, as we said, the fish tacos. And for some people, that's exactly what they're probably looking for on a Friday or Saturday night before they go to the movie.
No doubt. Well, now, as far as attendance is up pretty well. I mean, you're offering these amenities, but somebody still basically just wants to go see the movie. It's the experience of the big screen. The experience of these amenities seems like they're offering pretty good competition to the Netflixes of the world.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny because with your father-in-law being in the business, he probably would have had as many stories to tell as we have today about how many times there's been the death of the industry, and whether that was the introduction of videos or HBO or, when it was VH1 or VHS versus Blu-ray debate, and is that going to kill the industry? And then it became stadium seating, and there were all these things that they felt, this has to be the end now. And Netflix and Hulu and all these others that have been introduced lately has brought up that same talk again, the same way it has for 30 or 40 years. But yet, 30 or 40 years later, here we are with a record box office in 2016, which beat a record box office in 2015. And as we stand today, we're actually ahead of last year's numbers. So it's just, it's funny. You certainly see it, and we understand that the threats are out there, if you want to call it that, because of how people access their content these days. But by and large, you still enjoy the experience of going with a group, friends, family, even strangers, just to enjoy that common experience of
no doubt about it. So, Hey, Brian, we've got to go. Thanks so much for being with us. Brian Jeffries is Vice President of Marketing with Cinemark, one of the largest theater chains in the country. Brian, I'm going to Cinemark this afternoon to see Richard Gere's new movie, so looking forward to the experience. Have a great weekend. Hope to talk to you again soon.
All right, thank you.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Join the club. That's the Cajun Mike Cooking Club for only $9.95 per month. You'll learn how to cook Cajun. Just think, iconic, authentic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and red beans and rice from a real New Orleans Cajun. Cajun Mike will also reveal other secret family recipes that up until now have never been revealed to the public. As a VIP member, you'll receive a couple of authentic Cajun and Creole recipes a month, a step-by-step instruction video, access to our weekly conference calls where you can ask Cajun Mike any question or comment about the recipe. Did I also mention about our product discounts? That's only available to our VIP members. So what are you waiting for? To become a Cajun Mike Cooking Club member, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. Or call Cajun Mike at 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. 855-785-0222. Cookingwithcajun.com. Cajun, right at your doorstep.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
We were talking in that last segment about the movie theater business, how movies have changed so much. And if you've not gone to one of these new movies, a lot of people, as they get older, don't do so. But really, to take it in, you can go in and the seats raise up and down. Some seats massage your back. Plenty of leg room, spread out a lot. And then you've got someone you can wave to. They'll come and bring you a menu. You can order, a chicken sandwich or soup, salads, that kind of thing. A lot of these stadium seating, these new concepts, I know Movie Time Video is one of them, and you've got Regal's into the business, Cinemark, AMC, all doing an updated movie theater business. I'll tell you a funny story. My father-in-law, bless his soul, passed away a couple of years ago. He was kind of the real founder and the real innovator in the movie theater business. He owned theaters in Mississippi and Louisiana, over in Florida, in Texas. And so start off with one theater up in Macomb, Mississippi, a few listeners up in Mississippi, and then spread out little by little. And so in any event, he opened the first stadium-type theater where you could kind of have it tiered up in the air, a little bit more comfortable seats. Down in New Orleans, I guess this is about 1995, and he was opening it on Memorial Day weekend. This very weekend is when he was opening this theater. And so I was home with my wife and my son, and we just barbecuing, enjoying, and the phone rang, and had my father-in-law on the phone. He says, "What are y'all doing up there?" I says, "Well, we're just going to relax Memorial Day." He says, "I really need you. We've opened for the first time this huge theater. Lines go for blocks to get in. I've never seen such a crowd. We just don't have any help. We're overwhelmed. So we didn't anticipate the large issue dealing, get the hot dogs and the popcorn and all the food out and taking the tickets. It's just a mess. Could y'all come down here?" Well, my wife and my son and I jumped in the car, headed to New Orleans as fast as we could, got there faster than we probably should have been driving, I guess, and we were all given an assignment. My wife was behind the counter fixing popcorn. My son was in charge of the hot dogs. We had nephews and nieces doing all kinds of things. My job was the ticket machine. They had one of these new kind of ticket machines where you could run your credit card through and get your ticket. It was brand new. Most people didn't know how to use it. And so my job was to sit there through most of the day and the evening helping people run their credit cards through, which I enjoyed doing. And I was kind of high profile back then. I was a statewide elected official in Louisiana. People would look at me and kind of recognize, say, "Man, we're not paying our officials enough. We got Jim Brown down here having to take tickets on a weekend." I said, "That's right. That's true." So in any event, we started off with that whole stadium concept. Now it's grown all over the country. And it's quite an experience with the super sound and the dramatic screens and all this going on. It's a real treat to go to the theater. Even though you have so many choices like Hulu and Netflix and everything at home. I guess the competition is coming with the bigger screen TVs now. You've got these 75, 80, 90-inch screens, and the digitals or the pixels are much smaller, so the picture is very clear. My family won one of those TVs, a 75-incher, that we won, and that we put it on the wall, and you could see the facial hair on the football players when they were going into the huddle. It was so clear. And now they're making it even clearer. So that's competition to stay at home. That's really undermining. I see that ESPN has got is having problems financially. And the NFL attendance is off a good bit because people are staying home. I saw the Yankees, they built this huge new stadium in the Bronx, $1.5 billion, I believe. And it seats 65,000. They're only getting 35,000 to a game. Well, if you can stay home in your living room and watch it on this huge screen and see the replays that take place, or you can pay astronomical amount of money, go to the Yankees ballpark, be 100 feet away from home plate, not really get that great of a view. There's really not much choice, is there? You'd rather just stay home and watch it on your big screen TV. I think that's going to be the competition as more and more people have their own home theaters. But again, there's nothing like going to the movies. I've been a movie buff all my life. I hope my wife and I are going today to see Richard Gere's new movie. It's supposed to be a comedy based in New York City, called Norman. Don't know much about it. He's getting raised. I always like Richard Gere as an actor. And I like the to see the scenes of New York City. I've got kids and grandkids in New York City. And I think I told you, we used to broadcast from New York City. My wife and I got an apartment there for a few years just to be close to so many of the family members. And I would often broadcast this show. We've got listeners in New York City, Atlantic City, a cross-section of stations up and down the East Coast. And so it was a treat to go to New York City, broadcast there, then to go out for brunch. And, you know, it's a walking city, as are a number of other cities, more and more so now as the downtown are coming back. But there's always a movie theater down there. Movie theaters are infiltrating the downtown area a lot more. So in any event, it's a treat to see those choices that you have, to see that movies are still alive and kicking. I remember one, I'll tell you one other story. When I was living in Kansas City, Missouri, I was born in Kansas City, and my family and I lived at 39th and Main, for you listeners up there in the Kansas City area. So we lived there, and I would, on Saturdays, get on my black Schwinn bicycle, the most proud possession I had. I'd ride up to the Sears store. My mother would give me a nickel. I would buy a bag of popcorn for a nickel. I'd go up into the TV department at Sears, sit down, cross my legs with my popcorn, and watch Hopalong Cassidy and watch Roy Rogers, watch the Saturday morning westerns that you could see on TV. That was a real highlight. That got me into, that was pre-movies, when I was too young to go to the movies, I guess, by myself. Then I graduated into the movies and been a movie buff ever since. So just share that with you in terms of the movie experience. I'm going this afternoon. I'll give you a report next week on how that movie Norman plays out, how good it is on the screen. But you ought to take the movies in. It's just never been a better experience. And like I say, particularly when you get a bite to eat. And really comfortable chairs make all the difference in the world. We're going to come back and talk about cooking. Richard Chamberlain is one of the premier chefs in America, renowned in all the big magazines, huge restaurant over in Dallas, Texas. He's going to join us to talk about what you should cook over Memorial Day weekend and how to cook more healthy. We talked about that segment of Alzheimer's and dementia and the fact that, you know, the frying is fine, unless there's nothing like eating some fried shrimp or something along those lines, particularly if you live where it's fresh. But it's just not that good for you to fry it. So you can grill and do other things that are much more healthy. And we'll talk about that in our next segment coming up here. And I guess, let's see, anything else on our scorecard today? I've got so many things to talk about. I wish, they ought to give us, Isaiah's my producer up in Minneapolis. We're broadcasting today from down in Louisiana, but our show emanates up in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It goes out worldwide on the GNC Live Network. But they ought to give me a couple of more hours. I've got so many things to talk about and cover. They ought to give me, Isaiah, if you will, ask the big shots, open up the line. Let me have the whole afternoon. I got a lot to talk about Memorial Day weekend, so I just wanted to stay on the show with you. Jim Brown, The Common Sense Show. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. You can have some fun, read my weekly column, and see the whole show schedule for our program. Be right back after this message.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
The most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, the Cajun contractor Michael King, host of Home Talk USA, is now available for your next speaking engagement. That's right. You can have one of the most exciting, energetic personalities on the radio today speak at your next function. If your trade organization or company needs a qualified speaker to talk about home improvement products, technologies, and services, even the current state of your industry, please give him a call today. The Cajun contractor Michael King is a qualified, license-tested contractor with an extensive knowledge of home improvement construction and repairs, and is regarded by his peers as one of the top experts in his field and the home improvement industry in general. His keen sense of humor and entertaining delivery will really make your next function one to remember. Call the Cajun contractor Michael King today at 985-641-3730. That's 985-641-3730. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. C'est le bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, it's barbecue weekend. Memorial Day is always time when you get out the grill, you barbecue, you have all the family over, and millions and millions of people will be grilling. And, you know, there's some ways you grill. How do you lubricate and keep hot your grill itself? And where do you put the flames? And how do you do it where it's more healthy? You know, we're all trying to stay away from frying things. I want to get an expert on to tell me a little bit about it. Talk about food in general. I love food. I've written a cookbook. Did you know I've written a cookbook? It's called Jim Brown's Famous World Squirrel Stew and Other Country Recipes. I don't know if they serve squirrel stew at one of the top restaurants in Dallas. It's called Chamberlain Steak and Chop House. We've got the owner and chef on right now, Richard Chamberlain. Hey, Richard, welcome to the Common Sense Show.
Hey, Jim, thank you for having me.
Now, Richard, I said right off I've written this cookbook about squirrel stew. Of course you serve a grilled squirrel at the Chamberlain Steak and Chop House, don't you?
We have never served grilled squirrel, but, you know, we have featured, you know, we have a bison and prime beef meatball that's really good. That's probably about the closest we can come. But,
well, bison. Yeah, hey, bison's, bison's very healthy meat.
Well, it really is real lean. People like to grill it. The real key with grilling bison or any kind of venison or, you know, lean meat is really not to overcook. Well, there's really several tips that I was going to share about cooking lean beef. You know, first of all, I like a direct and indirect
cooking process. You start by heating one side of your grill, maybe to medium-high. Make sure it's good and clean. Put some olive oil on the outside of that meat just to give it a little lubrication on the outside so it doesn't stick to the grill. Clean that grill up real good. Spray it up with some oil or nonstick spray. Get some good caramelization on that meat. That's real important for flavor development. Getting browning on the outside of the meat is key. And then once you get the browning, you can move the meat to the indirect side of the grill, which is where the heat is not on, and then close the lid of the grill. And then it's more of a roasting effect. You're not browning it anymore, but you're just kind of slow cooking it. And then again, another important aspect is when you pull that meat off, when it's, you know, if you like it medium rare like I do, you're going to pull it off at about 135-138 degrees.
Right.
But it's real important to let that meat rest on the cutting board for at least 5 to 10 minutes, because it's going to allow those juices to really settle back into the fibers of the meat. And then when you slice it, slice it against the grain, very important, especially with really lean cuts like that. If you cut it against the grain, it's going to be much more tender than if you cut it with the grain.
That's interesting. A lot of our listeners didn't know that, I think, so that makes a big, big difference. And that would apply to just whatever you happen to cook. Would that apply to chicken, too, or is that just basic for beef?
No, it really applies to everything. You'll notice, you know, when chefs take chicken breasts off the grill, they don't cut them lengthwise, the length of the breast. They cut them crosswise, again, across the grains, making for shorter fibers. You know, when it hits your mouth, much better chew, much easier to chew. So, yeah, much better results. And, of course, you know, we have, you know, we cook pheasant and duck and all that kind of stuff, too. Those can be a lot leaner. Leaner than chicken. And so, you know, that cutting against the grain is really, really key.
Well, good, good. Richard, where's your restaurant in Dallas? I know you're in the Dallas area. Just where are you located?
Yes, we're in far north Dallas, a little area called Addison out by the Galleria out north. We've actually turned 24 years old in about 10 days. And I have a seafood restaurant down the street called Chamberlain's Fish Market Grill. It's going to be 17 years old. And then also have a cigar lounge in Addison. So keeps me busy. My wife won't let me have any more restaurants. She says I work too much.
What do you enjoy the meat? I don't want to say the meat restaurant. I don't want to say it like that. Do you enjoy the restaurant that focuses on beef, or do you enjoy the seafood restaurant more, or does it matter to you?
I really enjoy them equally, you know, for different reasons. You know, of course, if I'm in the mood for a big, beautiful ribeye, which, you know, we carry these, you know, 40-day dry-age cowboy ribeyes with a long bone on them. I mean, it just doesn't get much better than that. You might top it with a, you know, porcini mushroom butter, if you like blue cheese, like a blue cheese walnut butter. Right now at our seafood restaurant, and, you know, of course, a lot of people like, nowadays, like to eat seafood just for health reasons. The Alaskan Copper River salmon just came into season. We picked that up this past Monday. We got the first catch of the season. Really one of the finest fish in the world as far as eating. And then we're also getting wild Alaskan halibut right now, which is the best halibut in the world. It's really beautiful. And soft shell crabs are in season. They're real popular down here. A lot of good stuff.
Yeah, we, of course, we're living down in the New Orleans area. You know, we're more oriented. We've got some great steakhouses, but we're more oriented towards the seafood. And of course, you've got the redfish and flounder and so many great choices, grouper down here. But as far as health, I'm glad you emphasized the halibut and the salmon, because cold water fish is just better for you. And I wish that wasn't the case. I wish we'd, you know, it was as healthy eating out of the Gulf. But it's tastier, I think, quite frankly. I think you can't beat Gulf seafood, but it's a little better for you to have halibut and to have a salmon. Now, can you get that? Does it have to be frozen, or can you get that flown in fresh where it's on ice? How does that work for you as far as the people that you serve to down there?
Yeah, I'm not a big frozen fish fan. I think the fish loses a lot of integrity. A lot, it loses texture. It loses some flavor. You lose a lot of moisture when it thaws out. So fresh is the only way to go, in my opinion. That's the only way we buy our fish. But hey, I grew up on the Texas coast, so I do my share of red fishing and trout fishing. Flounder happens to be one of my favorite fish in the world. I love to pick a whole flounder and boil it up and throw it on the grill, cook it on both sides, eat one side, flip it over, eat the other one. I don't think life gets much better than that. And again, super healthy, eating real light meat and really good for you.
No doubt about it. Now, go back to grilling since it's Memorial Day, if I could ask you this. Now, besides a little olive oil on the meat, are you a big barbecue sauce guy and you marinate it that much? I mean, some people just like it, but I pretty personally much like mine. My meat or whatever I'm eating is a little plainer and not ginned up so much, if you will. But how do you feel about the barbecue sauces?
Well, I like barbecue sauce. I've actually got 75 of my employees coming to my house tomorrow, so I've got some major stuff going here right now, and I'm doing some barbecue sauce. As a matter of fact, I'm making a prickly pear barbecue sauce. We take a prickly pear puree and cook it down with onions and garlic and ketchup and Worcestershire and lemon and spices and. Makes for a great barbecue sauce, but as far as tips to adding flavor to different types of meat, for example, I'm brining some chicken breasts. I'm a big fan of brining meats for flavor. So,
What do you mean, Richard? What do you mean by brining? What do you mean by that?
Yeah, so brining is really soaking the protein in a seasoned liquid. Usually for at least 24 hours. I like to go 48 hours. So, for example, you can take apple juice, put it in a saucepan, add enough salt to it to where it tastes kind of like seawater. Throw in, some bay leaf, some rosemary, thyme, a little garlic. Bring that to a boil. Let it cool. And then put your chicken or pork. I'm doing chicken and pork. But put those in separate bowls and then pour this salted briny mixture over it. Put it in the refrigerator for 24 to 48 hours. Take it off and, grill it like you normally would. And let me tell you,
Richard, can you hold on there, Richard, with me? I've got to take a quick break. I want to tell our listeners we're talking to one of America's leading chefs, Richard Chamberlain, Chamberlain Steak and Chop House and Seafood Locations over in Dallas. Got a couple more questions with him right after this message.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, all of us barbecue pros are getting a little antsy, getting ready for a big Memorial Day weekend barbecue taking place tomorrow. I'll be out there barbecuing on the grill. Talking to one of America's leading chefs, Richard Chamberlain, is the owner of Chamberlain's Steak and Chop House over in Dallas, also a major seafood. What's the seafood restaurant called over there, Richard?
Yes, it's Chamberlain's Fish Market Grill. We've been around since 2001, so we'll be 17 years old here and coming up in August. And, yeah, just a, you know, fresh seafood flown in every day, beautiful oysters on the half shell. Great selection of seafood and a few steaks thrown in just for the non-seafood eaters.
Yeah, the oysters, you know, down in New Orleans, Pesh's restaurant was named the New York Times, one of the two or three top restaurants in America last year. And we've got these great fresh oysters coming off the Gulf that I love eating them all my life. But they're bringing in Blue Point oysters, they're bringing in East Coast oysters and West Coast oysters, and that's kind of a, and of course, you pay three times as much for them, but people seem to flock to oysters from other parts of the country. Do you find that true in your seafood restaurant?
We sure do. Yeah, we carry different types of oysters. I grew up on the Gulf eating Gulf oysters and absolutely love them. You know, I personally think they're one of the best oysters you can eat, you know, usually especially the right size and the right brininess. And I prefer them in, you know, in wintertime when they're, you know, just really cold out of the water. But, yeah, they're great oysters. And but there's, you know, there's great oysters from all over. One thing that our customers seem to migrate to is the size of the oyster is really important. When oysters get too big or if they're too small, they tend to be dissatisfied with them. So we try to keep what's called a select or medium-sized oyster that tends to keep, you know, pretty much everybody happy with them.
I agree with you. The larger oysters just don't chew very well, and I like a medium-sized oyster. Like I say, I eat oysters 3-4 times a week, I guess, and throughout our area, and I hope you folks in the Midwest can have a chance to eat oysters occasionally. So Richard, you said you got a big flow coming over to your house. Now I guess, am I invited? Can I invite all my listeners to come over to your house tomorrow for a Memorial Day feast?
Woo, you got a lot of listeners. I don't know if I have,
We'll put a tent up. We'll make do. We'll put it.
I've got about 95 employees and spouses coming tomorrow, and see what they work really hard. They make me look really good every night in these restaurants, so it's nice to be able to serve them for an afternoon and show them some appreciation. So I'll be up there cooking and carving meat for them and serving them, and they can bring their kids and swim and just enjoy a nice afternoon and evening in my backyard and have some relaxation. We close both restaurants for Memorial Day and Labor Day just to let everybody have off and enjoy time with their family, and we feel it's real important for, just keep people happy and enjoying their life.
Now, if where do you operate out of yourself? Are you kind of go between the several restaurants, or you got an office in one location you're most of the time, or how do you handle your overseeing everything, and where do you sit every day?
We have a small corporate office right in between the restaurants. Just the restaurants are only about 2 miles from each other, and we have a small corporate office right in between where we do accounting and sales and marketing and stuff like that. So that's usually where I park myself, but I spend most of my time in the restaurants. I do a lot of tasting through the food every day. I love visiting with guests. It's like having a dinner party in your house every night. You know, when you get a full restaurant, you know a lot of people coming in. It's really nice. And then I also get to meet a lot of new people who are maybe traveling or coming through Dallas. We had a couple last night in our steakhouse from England, and they got engaged in our steakhouse last night. They said that they spent almost a week in Miami, 5 days in New Orleans, and Dallas was the last their stop. And these two had dated for 7 years, and he asked her to marry him last night. And I mean, there were tears of joy, and we were just celebrating with them. And that's kind of the fun stuff of owning a restaurant, is getting to spend special times like that and special occasions. We had a couple last night that were celebrating their 55th wedding anniversary. Lots of graduations, seeing young people come up and graduate from high school or college. And the celebrations together are just really, really special, and sharing in that is part of what makes my job really incredible.
Well, I'm looking forward to coming over, and I think my first stop is going to be the seafood restaurant. I've got a brother-in-law over there that listens regularly to my show, so I want to let him know right now I'm expecting him to pick up the tab as we come to Chamberlain's seafood restaurant over there. Your Fresh Market Grill is where it is. Yeah. Richard, you got a website if some of my listeners want to go there? Well, I guess you do. I got it. It's Chamberlain'sSteakhouse.com. They can read all about your restaurant chain, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Well, enjoy all that cooking. Hope you have a great day with all your employees tomorrow. Richard, we'll talk to you again in the future. Take care and have a happy Memorial Day.
Okay, thank you. Happy Memorial Day to you and all your listeners.
Take care. Interesting guy. Glad to have Richard on our show. One of America's top chefs. Gets raves in a lot of the publications. Bon Appetit, Zagat, Gourmet Magazine have all listed his restaurants as some of the tops in the country, and seafood, steaks, whatever you like over there in Dallas. So I'm looking forward to the next time in Dallas to giving it a try. I joked on the show earlier that I wrote a cookbook, and I did. It's called Jim Brown Squirrel Stew and Other Country Famous Squirrel Stew and Other Country Recipes. And I grew up as a young lawyer. I started practicing in a little town called Faraday, Louisiana, across from Natchez, Mississippi, in northeast Louisiana, to give you a point reference there for you folks. And I had a lot of clients when I started off, a very poor area of the state, still is. And when I started off up there in Faraday, I'd kind of take any case that walked in the door, And some of those folks couldn't pay me much of a fee. And I said, well, you know, help me, pay me a little something. They'd bring me in catfish. They'd bring me in squirrels. They'd bring me in possums. And I wrote a cookbook about it all. And I put all those various recipes there. Had some celebrity recipes with famous politicians joining in my restaurant. Had all kinds of jellies, country jellies that you make. And some seafood. It was mostly focused on game that you'd have up there. Duck, pheasant, quail, doves. All that kind of, and some of you may be turned off by some of those things, depending on where you live in the country. We've got a lot of urban listeners. But you take alligator, for example. Oh, my gosh, I couldn't consider eating alligator. Well, alligator tastes like chicken. Quite frankly, if I gave it to you, I roasted it, and you'd think it was chicken if I asked you what it was. So we eat a lot of alligator sauce pecan down this way. And so, of course, ducks are real big because of all the duck hunting down here. We cook a lot of duck down here. So it's all in my recipe and by the way, if you want to find my recipe, you can go to my website at jimbrownusa.com. I've got a little press where I help local authors publish books. I say Southern authors publish books. It's called the LisburnPress.com, LISBURN, the LisburnPress.com. You can see all my publications, order them there. And one of my publications is the Jim Brown World Famous World Stew Recipe. And I've got desserts and home remedies. If you want to, by the way, I just whipping up some home remedies today. I drink every evening before I go to bed a big swig of apple cider vinegar, and I put a little cayenne pepper in there. I put a little ginger in there and a slight bit of maple syrup because it can be kind of bitter without that. And I shake it all up, and I take a big swig of that every evening. And, you know, I... helps me keep. I don't have many colds. I stay healthy. I don't seem to ever get sick. Very regular in my daily diet, and so that's my recommendation. That's something that's in my recipe. But again, that's apple cider vinegar, a little cayenne pepper, some ginger, some maple syrup, just to kind of take the little bitterness out of it. You shake it up. That's what I drink regularly. So share that with you. You learn all these tips today for Memorial Day for cooking, right? Ain't that fun? So I'm sure glad you spent some time with us today. We had a good show, had some fun, talked about the movies. Seriously, information about Alzheimer's. By the way, if you want to listen to any of the programs again, you can go to GCNLive.com, GCNLive.com, pull up Jim Brown. All our shows are podcasts. You can go back for years and years. And you can also find the same link on my website at jimbrownusa.com. Hey, have a great weekend. We'll see you same time, same station next week. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. Be safe, and I'll see you next week. Take care.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
What's for dinner tonight? Tired of cooking the same old meals? Can I offer a suggestion? What about Cajun? That's right, Cajun. But wait, I know what you're thinking. Never tried it. Don't know how. Don't have all the ingredients. Well, I got some good news for you. Cajun Mike, host of Cooking with Cajun, has put together a step-by-step instructional video, along with the recipes on how to cook these iconic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and over 150 Cajun and Creole recipes. And it's now available to you. Just think, you can now cook the same dishes that are served in some of the finest restaurants in New Orleans. And listen to this. He will also deliver all the ingredients right to your doorstep. So what are you waiting for? To order your personalized instructional video along with the recipes, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. To order your home delivery, call 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. Yahee! And bon appetit!
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.